I mentioned my guest. I'm so happy to tell you I've been joined by Holly Powell Jones.
You must have had a busy production room.
Very, very busy.
Or empty, because everyone was out.
Everyone was out, absolutely. Out on the streets, that's where we like to be, talking to ordinary Londoners about their experiences. And we've had so many different opinions coming in on the back of these riots. So many divided opinions, different thoughts, different angles coming through.
What have you seen? I mean, what stuck with you?
We headed down to Ealing on Tuesday morning, and the devastation that we saw, you know, there's glass on the floor everywhere, you know, cracked windows. But really, the thing that really hit me was just the disappointment that was in the air.
Now, listen, I got to tell you, there's all sorts of rumours going around. I think they're probably not just in my area in Enfield, but I think they're rife across town, about some very negative forces jumping off the back of what's been going on.
There's a man that we interviewed in Ealing who had some very, very strong views on this.
I regard this as an area where the ethnic minorities are pretty good, and like Croydon, where they're bad. I was terrified to see these big, fat black blokes who were Jamaican, which is the key link to the whole of the London communities, because they are Jamaican, they are predominantly Jamaican, and they started that. I know that not all Jamaicans are horrible, but I know that a considerable percentage are. I don't know what that is, because we're not allowed to know. 89% of these people are black. I did not see one English person, which doesn't surprise me. What was going on? The big guns put in were the Jamaicans.
Interesting. Interesting, yeah. Views. None that I agree with in any shape or form, but interesting.
Oh. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people listening would have something to say in response to that.
Yes, if you do, you know the number, 020-7224-2000. Again, Holly, the police, talking of the police and stop and search.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, there's a lot of opinions going on. If Cameron's not saying they didn't do the right thing, there's lots of other people saying they didn't do the right thing. And then there's a whole wave of people saying, don't be hard on the police, they worked really hard to keep us safe.
We found when we went down to Ealing that we had so many different opinions about the police. Everybody had a different opinion. And the question that we were asking local people there were there enough police on the streets to deal with it? And this is what they had to say.
Definitely 100% outnumbered. It was outnumbered. The rioters were all over the place. There was loads of groups of them. The police was about 5-6 police. They might block off a road here, but then there's people down the road rioting shops down there. So definitely the police were outnumbered and they could not handle the crowd of people that were rioting. They could not do it.
I don't believe that the police is outnumbered. Seriously, I do not believe they're outnumbered. I believe they're just saying that they're outnumbered so the police can come back up. They made cuts on the police. They have police there. I know they have police, but they're not putting them in the right use. Like, I witnessed police, the riot police, coming, running up and down, chasing people up and down for 5 minutes, then going off. You're meant to make these people disperse. They're not doing their job properly.